Headline News is a market mover. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. That was the case earlier this week. We talked with Brad Coyma, 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 and Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa, and that has been the case. The markets have been watching and listening to Headline News.
I'm wishing I wasn't doing Tuesdays. That's my thought. I'm just kidding. Thanks for having me on, Keith.
We love having you on, Brad.
try to be as professional as possible. If somebody's been in the combine all night or whatever, I mean, there is a little more noise out of Washington from Secretary Rollins about an announcement coming up this week. You know, whether it's the same Argentina deal, which I think is relatively insignificant in the scope of things, or if it's something bigger than that. You know, I do think that there's a little bit of a stairway of worry here, if you want to call it that.
Brad pointed out it's the uncertainty of really knowing all of the different facts, and then you factor in higher cash prices.
You know, one would be Brazil with the heavy tariff there, if they would make an adjustment to that. And of course, maybe even a bigger one would be the Mexican border. So I don't know what this announcement's going to be, so I'm not going to guess. But I think you highlighted a good comment when you talked about cash. Cash definitely is king. That's certainly one side of the market to me. And the other side of the market, which I also believe strongly is a big part of the cattle market, and that is uncertainty is bearish. Okay, I think you're going to see that, and you're seeing it this morning. As some traders are speculating that, well, what if these talking about the Mexican border, you know, allowing more feeder cattle to come in, that might change the dynamic of the market long term. But I was very, very impressed that we got back, you know, five higher last week, 5 to 6, at 240 to 41 on the cash market. And that was happening right when the market was puking last week. You know,
right.
That was pretty impressive.
And of course, now you throw in the news that today the USDA will start resuming some of their core operations, including the critical services for farm loan processing, the ARC PLC payments and programs. With your Farm News Updates, I'm Keith Weinberg.